Dear listeners, this is Ivona Remundová from True Story Podcast, powered by Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. Today, I'm talking to Emilia and Matěj. Hello, Emilia. Hello, Matěj.
Hello.
We are in Jihlava. It's the end of October 2022, and the Documentary Film Festival in Jihlava just finished, just ended. And we are going to talk about what we've seen here, what we've done here, and about documentary films in general. But I start with a very personal and very general question at the beginning. I guess we all remember when and how and why we started to think that film will be our life. Could you remember, Emilia, when did this happen for you?
Wow, it's a very tricky question. It kind of just happened. I have to say my life was always surprising me with the next chapter. I was studying culture management, so I knew or I was hoping that I will end up in culture field. And maybe my first thought that it could be something more serious was when I was working in cinema. Actually, my first job right after studies was actually a cinema projectionist, cinema staff in Poznań. And then parallelly, I started working in at Arte Foundation from Poznań, which is an organizer of Shortwaves International Short Film Festival, which was my job for 8 years, my workplace for 8 years. And over the years, my career was very blooming, and that's why I have a pleasure to be in Jihlava.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's a bit the same that it kind of happened, because when I was young, my parents, they never took me to cinema. So I really evolved my love for film only during my studies. But I studied sociology and then discovered the area of journalism. And at some point started organizing film screenings because I had some friends and we were watching a lot of films together. And we thought, the city is maybe missing this type of film. So we started to organize those screenings. And in Nijmegen, we have a short film festival, Go Short, of course. So this also started my love for short film. And at some point when there was a position there, it seemed very logical for me to apply. Yeah.
So let's talk about short film for a while, because this year the Silver Eye was dedicated to short films. And that's one of the reasons Matěj was in a jury. And let's talk about short films for a while in general. What would you see now? What would be the main trends in short films nowadays?
Ooh, the main trends. Yeah, it's a difficult question. Maybe just to start about short film in general, I think it's often a misconception that people think it's a short feature film, which it's definitely not. I would rather say that it's more like a fragment of life, more poetic, more condensed to a smaller part, which I actually love a lot. But when it comes to trends, I'm also looking at you, but...
Yes, I think that what we see these days a lot on the screen are more intimate stories or more smaller projects. Also, of course, it's still post-COVID thing that for quite a while, big productions or bigger productions were not possible. And of course, we are maybe laughing a bit that films with voiceover are extremely popular these days. We also saw part of a Czech experimental competition, and also most films had voiceover. And of course, mixed media. So actually experimental films, but not only, also fiction, animation documentaries are mixing a lot of different medias.
Yeah, well, I think it's a fair point what you say, that it's more intimate stories, which is also because of COVID and also because of a broader discussion, like who is able to tell which story, which is becoming a more and more important question. And I think these two things make that filmmakers more look close to their own circle and to themselves when it comes to filmmaking.
I always imagine authors of short films as a little bit different creatures than the authors of the long length films. Because from the very beginning, I imagine that these authors know that the distribution is going to be almost mission impossible, or it looks like from my point of view. So are authors of short films different from your point of view?
Well, first thing to be said is that actually all filmmakers start their careers with short film. Some of them stick with the medium for longer, and we have a lot of filmmakers who already made their debut feature, but also use short medium for other ideas that don't need the classical 90-minute time. Also, many artists from art world are working with shorter pieces as well. But of course, independent filmmakers, film students, those are usually people who are working with short. And actually about the distribution, of course, cinema distribution barely exists, but there are more and more opportunities, online platforms, festival circuit are the places where your film can be successfully presented.
Yeah, but still also those platforms, there is not much money in there. So I think this is the big difference, which is a downside, because I think that's the reason why many filmmakers don't stick to short film, because it's hard to make a living out of short film, because it's many short projects that you have to finance all the time again. So it's quite tough, but for some, it's also the charm, because there's not much money involved, so you're much freer to create what you want.
Matthew Jensen is an artistic coordinator at Go Short International Film Festival in Nijmegen, Netherlands. After finishing his master in sociology, he focused on journalism as a freelance writer and as a programmer of public debates on social issues at the local art institution. Born from his love for films, he co-founded the screening collective Deep End Films, and in 2018, Mathieu started his work at Go Short. As a driving force in the program department, he is responsible for the competitive sections, part of the selection committee, and out-of-competition programs. With Go Short, he co-founded the collaborative international platform This is Short. Matthew is also member of the selection committee of Vienna Shorts. Both of you, you are people who decide which film is going to be screened at some festivals. And so I guess that many filmmakers are listening to us now, and they would like to know a bit how it's working.
Sure. It's, of course, a big privilege to have this position and sometimes actually decide if the film is going to be screened at some festivals or if it will be a part of an online platform, because we also both work with online platform. But it's never our individual decision, because most of the festivals, or all festivals that I work with, have selection committees, big programming teams. So very often it's not just one person and individual taste in play, but first two people watching a film and then bigger group deciding about the long list and the final selection. But of course, it's extremely competitive environment, because just to give everyone a hint about the numbers, for example, Glasgow Short Film Festival, a festival that I'm a part of selection committee, receives over 4,000 submissions every year. And then in the end of the day, around 40 films are the official lineup. So you really need to be lucky to be able to get into that final lineup.
And I miss one more number. How many people have to see all these 4,000 projects?
Yes, actually, Glasgow Short has selection committee of, I think, 15 people.
Yeah, and at Go Short, we get between 2,000 and 2,500 films, which is a little bit less than average, because we only have European films at the festival, and we are not on platforms like Film Freeway. So filmmakers really have to find our festival and submit it within our platform. But we watch with a team of around 7 people, and most films are watched by one person. And if this one person doesn't see that the film could be interesting for the festival, then it's out. So at some festivals it's 2 people, but in the end it's a subjective choice, of course. So yeah, I think like you said, it's very competitive, and it can just be that you have a very good film and are just out of luck and get no selections.
Or, sorry to interrupt, I would say maybe in that case it's a wrong festival that you apply to, because there are so many different festivals, and I think it's very important for the filmmakers to actually really think of their festival strategy. Because of course, everyone would love to have a premiere at Cannes or Locarno or Berlinale or any other big festival, but it's really good to actually reconsider where do I want my film to be screened? What is the profile of the festival that I submit my film to? What could be the goal of where I want my film to be screened, and so on. So I wouldn't say that it's just luck. It's also a good match to find your spot, to read what kind of films the festival is screening. I would recommend also to check the previous year's winners, also to have a little bit of an idea what actually the festival is about.
Yeah, and also visit festivals and talk to programmers and also get a sense of what they stand for as a festival.
Emilia Magic is a freelance film programmer based in the Netherlands. From 2014, she worked as a programmer at Short Waves Festival in Poland, eventually taking over as a festival director. In 2020, she joined the editorial team of Talking Shorts, an online film magazine dedicated to short films. Parallelly, as a representative of the European Short Film Network, she was among the founders of the This Is Short streaming platform. In 2022, she became the head of industry at Kaboom Animation Festival in the Netherlands. Emilia is also pre-selection committee member of Glasgow Short Film Festival, Krakow Film Festival, and the board member of Leiden Shorts. I'm sure you have heard this question like 1,000 times, but I have to ask you, are you watching the films from the very beginning till the very end?
Of course, it's our favorite question. It depends because we have to watch hundreds of films per year. Basically, these days for me, it's every evening around 2 hours that I watch, sometimes also during daytime. If I really see that a film is very bad, sound quality is bad, or if we see that it's a very amateurish project with like no chance that it will make it to the festival, I would say that we would watch a couple of opening scenes, some sequences, maybe 5-7 minutes, and then I think we might skip a little bit. But in most cases, we watch films till the end. But that's maybe another tip for the filmmakers. Make sure that our attention within this 5-7 minutes of the project of 30 minutes, that there is something already happening. So the attention is there and that we want to continue watching. Because, for example, when we watch student films and there are opening credits for 3 minutes, of course, we are happy about you and your friends that made that film, but maybe keep the credits at the end.
That's like old style, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And I always try to start every film with an open mind. Watch it on a nice projector at home, which usually works. Sometimes you see in 2 minutes, like, okay, it's not going to work for us. And when watching 1,000+ films per year, you learn to see it. So then you might indeed skip to a further part to see if there's not a big change in the film at some point. Yeah, so there are some films that you don't watch till the end, but most I do. But it might get a bit different really in the peak of the watching. Because, of course, close to the deadline, for some reason, many filmmakers will wait till the deadline to submit the film. So there we have a huge bulk of films that we need to watch. And then the time pressure is bigger. And then it's more likely that we cannot watch the film till the end if you have too many big doubts. That's why I also want to advise, like, please submit your film as soon as possible. Because it's always a question that I get, like, is it better to submit late or early?
I would be afraid that if you see my film like months before the festival, you forget me.
No, if I forget the film, then it's probably not a good film, I would say. And the other way around, I think there are many films that I watch in an early stage. And when I just watch it, I think, okay, yeah, it was a nice film. But when I keep thinking about it, like 2 months later, it's for me a sign that it's actually a very good film. And I think the film more benefits from an early submission than that it doesn't help the film.
I really wonder what happens next year when we meet, if this could work and you would have more filmmakers writing to you much
Hopefully.
Let's hope this works. We are in Jihlava Film Festival. We are in Central Europe, as some call it. Some call it Eastern Europe. We never know. And definitely we are in a festival where the Eastern and Western films are meeting. And It's more than 30 years after revolutions in all post-Soviet countries. And do you still see a big difference between Western and Eastern documentary film production?
I think that the films that I've watched here, I can see some like tradition in it that might be different from the French Cannes film, you know. I find it hard to really pinpoint what it is, but there's a certain freedom in the filmmaking that I really appreciate that can be a bit like offbeat, which is very inspiring because many maybe more Western Europe films are the classical 35 millimeter beautifully shot Cannes type of films. So yeah, I did notice a difference.
Creative chaos?
Creative chaos, yes.
It's a tough question for me, being from Poland and now being based in the Netherlands, being more surrounded with Western productions. I think it very much depends which school is the film coming from, who is giving money to it, because then maybe it's more nuanced. But what I'm very happy is actually that when it comes to the productions from the region, I see a lot of fresh voices and also some sort of desire to document either landscapes or traditions or characters, like family members. So maybe a little bit more personal voices in a documentary filmmaking. But very often those, I would say, traditional topics are being told in a very attractive visual language. And this is where the creative chaos comes in play. Maybe it's also just the different landscape that is being portrayed, that it's not so controlled or similar as in the Netherlands, that every street looks exactly the same. Here, every corner of the city has their own style. And then when you watch it in films, it's a little bit different. But definitely there is huge interest. Whoever I talk to, filmmakers are really looking to Central Eastern Europe also to not to just program films from this hyper production capacity like France or Germany. No, there is definitely interest.
Yeah, and also for me, Jihlava is always a festival that I look at the selection because they have such a distinguished way of programming. It's not the documentaries you see at other festivals, the usual films that travel to all festivals. They really have their own taste and of course also geographical area that they focus on. So it's very interesting for me to scout films here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Emilia. Thank you, Mathieu, for this great interview, and hope to see you next time in Jihlava. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the conversation, and please watch short film.